Part 2. Do you often remember your dreams? What kind of dreams do you often have? Do you ever have nightmares? What are they about? For 90 minutes to 2 hours or more each night, every single person dreams. Sometimes the dreams are straightforward in their meaning to the dreamer. A long-lost friend reappears, or there is a test at school. But dreams don't always tell a simple story, and the field of dream research becomes even more fascinating when people from different cultures and backgrounds report having similar dreams. Dreams are a universal language, often creating elaborate images out of emotional concepts. Being chased is one of the most common dreams. Mostly because the anxiety we feel in the dream is so vivid that it makes it easier for us to remember them. Often, the reason for these dreams comes not from the fear of actually being chased, but rather what we're running from. Chase dreams help us to understand that we may be ignoring something in our waking lives that needs our attention. Although dreams about death are often perceived as negative, they are often more directly related to a dramatic change happening for the dreamer. The end of one thing, in order to make room for something new. Flying in a dream, and how well it's done, relates to how much control we feel we have in our lives, and whether we are confident and able to achieve our goals. Falling dreams are scary and negative. Some dreamers report a type of slow falling that indicates serenity and the act of letting go. Often, falling uncontrollably from a great height indicates something in waking our life that feels very much out of control.